Donald Trump may soon face criminal charges in New York. Manhattan prosecutors have invited the former president to appear before a grand jury. That's part of their investigation into Trump's role in a 2016 scheme to pay hush money to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. Now, if Trump is indicted, it would be the first criminal case against a former president in American history. And it comes as Trump is moving forward with another presidential campaign. Joining us to talk about all of this is NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Elsa.
So, okay, when you were invited to appear before a grand jury, that carries some possible significance. Can you just explain what that is?
So in New York, prosecutors are required to give a defendant facing indictment the chance to testify to a grand jury in their defense. This almost always comes towards the end of the process. Defense attorneys and prosecutors tell me it's rare for a defendant, a possible defendant, to accept such an invitation. Mm-hmm. And none of the people I spoke to thought Trump would testify. This kind of offer usually also gives the defense attorneys a chance to make one final appeal to prosecutors to talk them out of a case. But given all that has happened, few expect that to sway the Manhattan DA from moving forward with a possible indictment.
And what do we know about the potential case that they're preparing against Trump?
So there's, of course, a lot we don't know because grand jury proceedings are a secret. But
right.
We do know that in recent weeks, former Trump aides Kellyanne Conway and Hope Hicks and a number of Trump executives have been seen entering the Manhattan DA's office. And in broad outline, we know the DA is looking at the hush money payments Trump's company made at the end of his 2016 campaign to keep allegations of an extramarital affair out of the news. Trump's fixer at the time, lawyer Michael Cohen, made the payment and then was reimbursed by the Trump Organization for what it falsely called a retainer fee. If Trump was responsible for the false records, that could be a felony in New York if prosecutors can also prove the records were falsified to further another crime, like a violation of campaign finance laws. That could carry jail time.
Right. Okay. And Andrea, I mean, many of the facts that you're talking about, many of the facts of this hush money case have been in the public eye for quite some time now. So why is this case moving forward now?
The history of the Manhattan DA's investigation into Donald Trump's business has been long and tortuous. It started in 2018 after Michael Cohen pleaded guilty in federal court to, among other things, violating campaign finance law at, he said, Trump's direction. Then the Manhattan DA took up the investigation, and it soon began digging into other possible crimes, particularly a long-running business fraud. The DA had to go to the U.S. Supreme Court twice to get the records they needed. And meanwhile, COVID hit, shutting down grand juries, and then a new DA came in. And the new DA, Alvin Bragg, backed off a sweeping fraud case against Trump, but continued to prosecute successfully Trump's former CFO and his company for fraud involving untaxed employee benefits. And then after that trial, the DA impaneled a special grand jury to investigate the hush money scheme.
Okay, so this has been going on for years. Do you think Trump's lawyers are going to use that to argue that this case is weak?
So they're already doing that. In an email earlier today, Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina told me, quote, "This DA and the former DA have been scouring every aspect of President Trump's personal life and business affairs for years in search of a crime, and it needs to stop." Trump called the investigation a witch hunt.
So what should we be expecting to see next at this point?
Based on what we know, an indictment could come as early as this month. And if that happened, Trump and his Secret Service team could enter the criminal courts building in Manhattan, which has seen better days, for processing. Procedure calls for Trump to be handcuffed and taken to a courtroom to plead guilty or not guilty before a judge.
That is NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.